Hi, New Hope family. I'm Andrew Fitch. It's so great to have College Sunday today. Thank you to all the college students who have been helping out with this great College Sunday today. As I said, my name is Andrew Fitch. I'm a senior over at SUNY Canton doing my mechanical engineering degree, and I've been there all 4 years living in on campus over there. I also play basketball over there as well, which has been super awesome. A lot of you guys might not know this, or maybe you already do, but I am 7 feet tall. It might be hard to tell on the screen, but if you see me in person, you'll definitely know that I am pretty tall. My family lives in Illinois right now, which is about 15 hours away from here, and they moved over from Australia previously, about a couple years ago now. And we also have two little dogs, Blue and Remington, super cute. So I've got a couple photos on screen that you'll be able to see. So the first one is a current photo of my family, and I got my brother, Ryan, my sister, Carly, and my mom and dad, Cheryl and Jeff. And then the next photo you'll see is a photo from Australia where we used to live. It's really beautiful over there, as you can tell. The next photo is of Victoria and I. It's a great picture of us. I absolutely love her so much. She's just an amazing woman. And actually, we've done a few things through the church recently. We're helping out with a youth group on Wednesday nights. And also, Victoria is doing the online hosting today, and she's been doing that throughout the pandemic, which has been such a blessing for a lot of people. She's reached so many people, and it's just so amazing. So my future plans as well are probably going to be attending Clarkson the next 2 years, which will be meaning that I stay up here, which is really awesome. I'm really excited for this opportunity to pursue my master's degree at Clarkson University. I also have a special shout out for a few people. I just wanted to really thank Mr. Haskins, Colin Haskins. When I first got here from Australia, it was a hard transition moving from Australia to a place that's probably a shorter distance to go through the earth than around the earth. But he introduced me to New Hope, just asked if I was a Christian and if I was willing to go try out a new church. And I was like, yes, I would love to do that. Mr. Haskins introduced me to Mark and Patsy Reardon, who were so willing and just blessed me by driving me to church, going out of their way. It was just such a blessing that they were able to do this for me. I thank you guys so much. Just truly are a reason why I'm even at New Hope in the first place, and just the fellowship we got to have and still have is just a huge blessing in my life. Thank you guys so much. So the title of today's message is Never Alone. Before we read the passage that I have for you guys today, I just wanted to share a quick story with you about myself. So like I said, before moving to Illinois, where I live right now, I did live in Australia for about 6 years of my life. My family moved out there from the U.S. when I was about 14 years old, so I was roughly eighth grade. It felt like it was just a brand new environment when I first got there. Obviously, it's a different country, different continent, but everything changed when I went there. I wasn't very comfortable when I first got to Australia, and I did not know absolutely anybody. It was a very unfamiliar place from where I was previously. To top it off, though, I was considered the international guy in my class, and I had a funky American accent, but I actually thought everybody else had a funky Australian accent. I was just faced with a lot of challenges of fitting in and learning a new culture over there. I was feeling very alone most of the time, and at that time of feeling alone, Jesus was not at the center of my life. But thankfully, through youth group, I accepted Jesus into my life and knew God was with me, and after that I did not feel alone. And I know there's a lot of international students and families who attend New Hope, and maybe this is something that you've experienced or something very similar to that. I just wanted to say that everybody at New Hope feels so very blessed to have you guys as part of the New Hope family. And today I wanted to talk to you guys about a leader named Joshua, who was called to lead the Israelites, and he was going through something a little bit similar to these things. Before I get into the message, though, I just wanted to pray with you all together. So thank you, God, for this amazing opportunity on College Sunday to preach and to give a message to all the listening ears, all the people that you have created and made in your image. Thank you, God, that you are with us always and give us so much hope and just love us so much. Thank you for all that you've done in my life and will continue to do. And please be just with me today and let my words be your words spoken. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. So the scripture today that I'm going to be reading with you is from Deuteronomy 31, verses 1 through 8. Joshua to succeed Moses. So Moses continued to speak these words to all of Israel. And he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I am no longer able to go out and come in. The Lord has said to me, you shall not go over this Jordan. The Lord your God himself will go over before you. He will destroy these nations before you so that you shall dispossess them. And Joshua will go over at your head as the Lord has spoken. So Joshua is going to become the new leader of the Israelites. And the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. And the Lord will give them over to you, and you shall do to them according to the whole commandment that I have commanded you. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all of Israel, Be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not be feared. Do not be in fear or be dismayed. So when listening to that passage or reading it yourself, God is affirming Joshua to be strong and courageous. There's a few reasons why Joshua is being affirmed by God, and I just want to take a look at that today with you guys. So the first reason is in Numbers chapters 13 and 14. God has promised to deliver the Israelites to the promised land, which is Canaanite, the land of Canaan. Moses, the leader of the Israelites at the time, sent out Joshua and Caleb, along with 10 other Israelites, to spy on the promised land, which was Canaan, to see if that land was a great land, to see if it was the promised land that God had promised the Israelites. After about 40 days of spying on this land, Joshua and Caleb came back to Moses with a great report saying that the land was plentiful and flowing with milk and honey. It was just a perfect land and plentiful, and they trusted God would deliver them into this abundant land, just like he had promised. However, the other 10 spies came back to the Israelites saying that the land was full of giants and had fortified cities, and it was almost impossible. It would not be possible to go into that land. They believed the opposition was just too strong for them and that God could not deliver them into this land. Joshua was feeling really discouraged when the Israelites believed those 10 spies that Canaan was just too strong of an opposition. Another reason that God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous is because the Israelites are historically a big challenge towards Moses and his leadership. So for example, during the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, the Israelites complained about a lack of food, a lack of water, a lack of supplies, a lack of anything that they wanted. They rebelled against God and made it very difficult. Their group was just very difficult to lead. Now that God has appointed Joshua as a new leader, as it says in verse 3, Joshua was feeling afraid and worried that the Israelites would continue to be this kind of a challenge, just like they were towards Moses. Moses tells Joshua that he is actually dying as well and will not go to the promised land with the Israelites. Moses was a mentor towards Joshua, and Joshua spent his whole life following Moses. Joshua was overwhelmed from this huge transition and felt like he would be leading alone these Israelites. So Joshua, you can see, was being faced with fear, with doubt, with loneliness. He was discouraged, and he was feeling very overwhelmed. But God is affirming Joshua. The Lord knows that Joshua is feeling these things. He knows that Joshua is feeling afraid and alone and discouraged with assuming this new leadership position over the Israelites. Joshua knows how great God is, but he just felt like it would be very hard at the time to lead these people due to these past circumstances and Moses leaving. So God tells Joshua in verse 6, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." God is telling Joshua not to be afraid or discouraged, but to be strong and courageous as he trusts God and leads the Israelites into the promised land. God says that he will not leave or forsake Joshua, even if the Israelites are being difficult or if Moses is not with Joshua anymore and he's feeling like he's alone trying to lead these Israelites to the promised land like God has promised them. And just a side note, God actually does deliver the Israelites to the promised land, and God's promise is fulfilled, which is so awesome. What else does the Bible say about God never forsaking us, and what are we called to do? There's a few references in the Old and the New Testament that refer to God never leaving or forsaking us. Here's some powerful verses from the New Testament specifically. So last week, Pastor Jim had an amazing message about loving Jesus over loving money. In Hebrews chapter 13, 5, it says, "Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." God will never leave or forsake us, but he has and wants us to love Jesus and not our money. Another example is in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. This is such a great example in the Bible. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So looking back to Joshua, Joshua was on a mission to bring the Israelites to the promised land, just as God had promised. And he's trusting God, and God is saying for him that, God is saying to Joshua that he will not leave him or forsake him. Just telling Joshua, be strong, courageous. You can be strong, courageous. I'm there for you. I'm with you. No matter if these Israelites are trying to leave and not trusting in God, it's a challenging time. Joshua's feeling discouraged. He's feeling alone that Moses has left. Joshua is still on this mission to bring the Israelites to the promised land, and he's trusting God that he will be able to do that through him, through God. But now in Matthew, Jesus gives a message for everyone to be disciples and talks about this mission for us to go into the world and talk about Jesus. So we're on this mission to spread God's word and the love of Jesus, which is just so incredible. Christianity is not a solo sport. You know, for me playing basketball, I can't go out there and try and win a game on my own. And it's very similar with spreading the word. Like, we can't go out there and do it on our own. It takes all of us. It takes Jesus through us to be able to spread God's word. And we each have to do that, do our own part in that way. So maybe some of you feel like it's been very difficult to lead or be a disciple. During this pandemic, it's been super difficult to do a lot of things. One of them, namely, being connecting with other people, maybe. And I just want to encourage you can be strong and courageous. God will not leave you, and he will be with you. God wants us to be disciples, just as it says in Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 through 20. Matthew 28. He wants us to go out and be disciples, and he encourages us, just like in Deuteronomy, to be strong and courageous. I also wanted to give a specific encouragement to some of you today. Just like I said, during this pandemic, it's just been such a challenge, and something a lot of us have never faced before, and probably will never face again, hopefully. But maybe some of you have just felt sheltered away from others, just so you could remain safe, but you're feeling alone during this time. I just wanted to encourage you today to be strong and courageous. You are not alone, and God is with you. Maybe you feel alone at home, at work, or at school, during this time. I just want to encourage you as well that God is telling you that you can be strong and courageous. You are not alone, and God is with you. Maybe you're feeling alone from the passing of a loved one, from this pandemic. You can be strong and courageous because God is with you. And maybe you're experiencing depression or anxiety, or maybe you're a single mother at home. Please know that God is with you and will not leave you. You can be strong and courageous because God is with you and you are not alone. I know someone recently who no longer wanted to be in this world and decided that they would not be in this world any longer. And I know that there are many people who are feeling this way and struggling in this way. If that is you today, please reach out to the hotline number that I'm about to give you. It's the Reach Out hotline, and the number is 315-265-2422. If you're feeling like this today, please reach out to this number. They're available 24/7, and God is with you, and He is saying to you, just, you can be strong and courageous because I'm with you and I love you. Not only does God not want us to be alone, but Jesus says that there is life for you and there is life in Jesus forever. In John 14:6, it says, Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Just like Joshua going to the Promised Land and feeling alone, I had a similar feeling when I was going to Australia. I was feeling super depressed and alone and did not feel like I really wanted to live that next day, and I didn't really want to keep doing that. God was with me at that time and helped me not to feel alone. I believe that God is there for each one of you today, tomorrow, and always. He says that you are not alone, and He says that He will not leave you. God cares for each one of us. He says that He wants to have a personal relationship with us, with Jesus. He wants us to have that relationship between us and Jesus. And when I gave my life to Jesus, I just felt so loved. Jesus changed my life in such an incredible and amazing way. So to close this message, I just wanted to encourage each one of you to pick up your phone and to text two people. And I'm going to do that today, and I'm also going to do it tomorrow. I wanted to encourage you, each one of you, to text two people saying this message: "You're not alone, and you are loved by God." Once again, that's, "You're not alone, and you're loved by God." So I'm going to do that real quick as well. Awesome. I'll give you guys a couple more seconds just to get those texts out there. So each one of us today can make that difference in someone else's life. And I believe that these texts can just change lives today. It's just such a powerful thing to be able to have this ability to text somebody, and that message is just so powerful. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, it says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." So let's go out and be strong, and let's be courageous. Let's know that God will never forsake us, and let's be disciples of all nations and spread the good word of God. And Jesus is with us throughout that all. He loves us so much. So let's just close in a quick prayer. Thank you, God, for your word, for the truth of the Bible, and that you are able to reach so many people. These texts, I hope and pray that reach a lot of people, and that you just come into their life and help them to realize that they're not alone, and that they can be strong, and they can be courageous, and they can just have that impact on so many different people. These texts are just so powerful. I believe it, God. I have that feeling that you are just such an amazing God and can do such amazing things. Thank you, God, for today, for College Sunday, and for all those who have helped get this organized and set up. And thank you for this wonderful, great day. And I thank you, God, that we're able to be in person in the next coming weeks. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name.